Graham has finally admitted that he's out for revenge, and he's admitted it to the entire Abbott family. Plus, Nick has just escalated the war with Victor by going live on the Hillary Hour. Stay tuned for this week's Restless Wrap.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everyone, welcome to Restless Wrap. My name is Rachel Goodman, and we have such a crazy week to talk about here. I do want to make one correction. When I said that Nick was live on the Hillary Hour, he was not live, but it felt live based on how, you know, crazy everything was and how much of a reaction he was getting from that. You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Rach Goodman or on Facebook at Rachel Ann Goodman. We also have a new Restless Wrap Facebook group. So if you are sitting by Facebook right now and you want to go on there, we are at Restless Wrap, RestlessWrap. I would love if you guys followed us there, and I will post all the links and everything so that when you want to come see the show, it'll be right there for you. How convenient. So, that being said, for anyone who's listening live right now, we're going to do call-ins today. So, that number is 424-253-0749. So, if anyone wants to call in who's watching live right now, feel free to call in and we can talk about the craziness that's been happening on YNR. Let's start with Graham. Oh my God, we've been getting a lot of comments in the chat about how great Ashley was this week. Aaron Brody says Graham was great this week too. Aaron also says he should be the next villain of Genoa City. It really seems like it's heading in that direction, especially because with Graham, I really thought the way that they were pushing this last week was that Graham, if he would kind of be like an innocent pawn and that his mother was really the bad person. But after this and after that crazy award dinner that they were having and how Graham just really showed no remorse and then even decided that he was just gonna, you know, take Dina home after all that. That was what he wanted to do. It makes no sense. So I could see him becoming the next villain. Oh, and we have a caller. Hey, thanks for calling Restless Wrap. This is Rachel. Who's on the line?
Hi, it's Brittany.
Hey, Brittany. Thanks for calling in. So we were just starting to get to talk about Graham and everything that happened at the award dinner ceremony, especially with Ashley. Do you think how Ashley handled this was the right way to go about it?
I think in the moment, yeah, because she was like kind of like annoyed because of how he was just making it like all about him.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like letting like everybody know. So
I feel
like he didn't do it in like a way that was like mean or like in a way he just wanted to get it like so they could I think be closer to them because like how he doesn't want there to be like secrets and like or the family to like actually like just like come together like even though they and accept Dina because like they that's their mom no matter what and I know that you know what she you know kind of did when she with Graham's dad or Ashley's dad.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like her future and affect like, you know, like her relationship with her kids, in my opinion.
Exactly. And I think Dina makes a great point too that she did the family a favor by getting Brent Davis away from them. So whether Graham sees
exactly.
it like that or not,
yeah,
it's just Brent's the one who chose to leave. It wasn't Dina's fault.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like they're still not like accepting it. I think that it's so wrong that just because you know he was Ashley's dad, even though everybody thought you know that John Abbott was, even it doesn't matter. Like she didn't, like, keep it from them. Like, they knew.
Yeah.
It would be, like, to me, it would be a different story if she, like, kept it from them.
Exactly. And, yeah, I feel like it was their choice to keep it private. But since Ashley already knew, it shouldn't have been, you know, like it's not that big of a deal at the end of the day since Ashley knew about it and she'd known about it for years. So I found it interesting when Dina was talking about how Ashley pretty much lost it when she first found out, which is reasonable, especially her being so close to her, the father who raised her. I could understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll have to see what happens with Dina, too. Do you think that she's... Do you think she has died? I mean, I don't think they would go that route yet, but what do you think's happening with Dina right now?
I think she just was having, like, a hard time, like, with the whole grounding after he already set it all out there, and she knew that what his... like intentions were like stuff he wanted to do, like he wanted to tell everybody or whatever. I think that's made it like too much for her to handle.
Yeah.
And I don't think that she's gonna die. I think she's just gonna end up in the hospital or something.
Yeah, I think it would be too convenient if she did actually die right now because of the will. It was funny though, because when the award scene was happening, I kind of figured, all right, down the open, Dina doesn't like Graham anymore. This would be the moment where something would happen to her before she takes care of the will. And of course, Jack's the one to mention the will. I just knew that something was going to happen to her. And I think what they're going to do is maybe put her in a situation where she is not in a coma, but in like maybe just... unconscious for a while, so they can't resolve everything that's going on with the will. And I think that Graham might try to
mix up. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I think it was kind of wrong of him too, though, not to call like right away, just like let her just lie there. I think that was wrong, and him like kind of walking away. I think that was wrong.
Yeah,
I think he could have called and been like, "Oh my gosh, what happened?" Like, and he, even though he didn't really do anything, because he didn't, she just had like. Medical happened and she just like was passed out. Like it wasn't anything he did, so I don't see like what he gets so guilty about. Like
exactly. And I think that if Graham had seen this happen and if he had called one of her kids, I think this may have redeemed him a little bit in my eyes, but the fact that he just walked away, yeah, it basically just made mm-hmm. him seem like a terrible person, and it's going to make it harder to see any good in him, and I could see him becoming the bad guy. Do you think that Graham can be redeemed after this?
I think it'll have to do with what he does next a little bit, but I think he went a little too far.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think it's just getting crazy on his behalf at this point. But thank you, Brittany, so much for calling in.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day, and thank you again. Okay, so let's just recap a little bit here about Graham, and then we'll move on to another character. Basically, what happened with him, this all kind of leads up to the award ceremony that we've been talking about, is it all kind of started with Tracy finding the yearbook and finding this Graham Davis name, who obviously is not... the name that Graham has been using. So when Ashley finally sees it, that's kind of when two and two kind of clicks for her. And so now she realizes, okay, is this guy, like, I almost was wondering when Ashley saw the yearbook, if she was wondering whether he was her brother, like her half-brother, because that's what we were talking about last week, was how they were related. If Brent Davis was Graham's stepfather, or if he was his biological father and left. So I was wondering what was going through Ashley's mind with that, because if that had happened to me, I'd be wondering if this was my sibling because of the last name. But then, okay, so Ashley, she was very understandably upset after seeing this. And when she actually got to... when she got to the actual award ceremony, I was surprised that she was able to hold it together for as long as she did. So kudos to her. Ashley is she's always, like, every episode, I think she becomes more and more my favorite character, or one of my favorite characters, because she's one of the most reasonable characters, and I definitely understand why she would have called Graham out, especially the way he was antagonizing her and basically pushing Dina to make a speech when it was just causing conflict. So I love the way that this played out, and I love how Ashley clapped after Graham's big performance. We do have some comments in the chat that I'm going to read about this. So, Simone Francis says, Graham being mad at Dina makes no sense because Dina was not the only woman Brent was sleeping with at the time. That's what it sounds like. Everything I've heard about Brent just makes him sound terrible. So I don't know why. Yeah, maybe Graham just needs some kind of, Graham and his mom, I should say, need a scapegoat. And that's why they're pushing all of this onto Dina, just because she happened to be the woman who Brent decided to leave them for. If that's even how it happened. Maybe there were multiple women. But I feel bad for Dina too. Aaron Brody says, it would have made more sense to be Ashley's brother than her stepbrother. Yeah, I agree. And here's the issue I have with this. Why? I sort of get it that Brent would go by, or that Graham would go by Davis if his mom had been married to Brent for maybe a long time and they just decided to take that last name. But I think it would have been juicier if Graham had been an actual brother, because now there's even more conflict. I wonder if they'll even go that route because, well, okay, obviously at this point they're saying stepbrother, but you never know. They could turn around and be like, oh, well, or like Graham's mother could turn around and be like, oh, well, you know, I never told you this, but Brent was actually your father. That would be an interesting turn of events, and I really would love to see them go in that direction. Aaron says, who wastes 30 years of their life just to get revenge on someone? I agree with that too. And the problem I have with the dinner scene is that Graham, he very easily admitted about the revenge. That I don't understand. I know that he wanted it to come out that Brent was Ashley's real father, but I didn't think he was going to go about it by first admitting that he wanted revenge. I thought that he was going to be the one to tell the whole table that Brent was Ashley's real father, or to tell the whole room that Brent was the real father. Then that's the problem I have too, is that did anyone else here feel like Dina admitted, let it slip way too easily that Brent was Ashley's real father? I know that Dina was upset, and I know she tends to get flustered, but it just didn't make sense to me that she let it out that quickly and that easily. I don't understand. It didn't make sense to me, and I don't know if it was just how they did it, but to me, she's held that secret in for so many years. It shouldn't have been that easy for her to just let it slip, especially when Graham hadn't even really gotten there yet. Maybe he had kind of hinted at it a little, but he hadn't said anything to really push Dina in that direction yet. I think it would have been better if they had kind of, you know, milked it a little bit more and really, like, Graham had said something that hinted at it more directly and got Dina to spill the beans. Hubby Joe says, Graham came off as a bitter man that made no sense. He wants revenge on Dina and in the same breath was ready to take her home. That confused me too. What? Because, okay, here's the thing with Graham. He's saying all these things. Like, basically, he told them that the only reason he was there was so he could get revenge on Dina. Why would he then offer to take her home? I do not understand that. Everything's been out in the open now. He knew that this moment was meant for him to come and have all this revealed. So why is he sticking, like, why was he trying to take her home? Why was he still acting like nothing had happened? And he was almost like acting like, oh, well, Dina, I'll tell you everything. You'll understand when I talk to you about it. But Graham directly just said that he wanted revenge on the family. He's been telling his mother that, well, him and his mother have been talking about how they want revenge on Dina. Ashley, to me, wasn't the main person he wanted revenge on. Ashley was just one of the, I guess, the byproducts of, you know, what was going on here. But it almost, it felt like it was directed at Ashley, not directed at Dina. And that's the part that I'm a little confused about, because this whole time it has seemed like the direction was to get revenge on Dina. And Duleman says, hi, everybody. Sorry I'm late. Hey, Duleman, welcome to the chat. He or she says, it didn't make sense. And yeah, I agree with you there. There were some things that just didn't make sense in that scene. Simone says, why did he think Dina would leave with him at this point? Yeah, I agree. Aaron says, right, no sense at all. D'Italian Cole says, the climax of the storyline was a letdown. You know what? I think I have to agree with you. It could have been really good. I was on the edge of my seat waiting for this moment because they made it so clear that something dramatic was going to happen at this award party. And then, yeah, it was just not that great. It just, they could have written it with more tension, and it was still, it still had its moments. I know it still achieved what it was trying to do. It's just, I didn't think they were going in that direction. I thought it was going to be, they were going to somehow, Graham was going to be his normal self and try to get either, you know, maybe get Ashley or Dina to talk about Brent somehow. But if he was the one who was going to do it, then I don't know. Like, I just don't think that Dina letting it slip did not make sense like that. Duleman says, I'm still not sure if everyone in the room got that Ashley wasn't John's daughter. So that's another issue. Dina said it so loudly. That room was not big. Dina said it so loudly that everyone in the entire room heard it. How could they have not heard that? Everyone else in the room heard everything else Graham was saying. Why wouldn't they have heard what Dina was saying at the same volume? And yet, Ashley doesn't seem, like, a couple of the characters don't seem to know if everyone in the room heard what was going on. How could they not have heard? They were listening to your every word. And Dina said this just as loudly as anything else that was said. So, yeah, I agree with you there. Aaron says, right, they blew up the storyline just to let it fizzle out at the end. Hubby Joe says, there were only 10 people in the room. Yeah, I mean, in all fairness, they did a good job kind of making it seem like there were more. I noticed a few extras in the beginning of the scene that made it feel like a bigger party. But yeah, when they all sat down for dinner, no. Suddenly it just felt like, you know, those 10 people and that's it. And we're at this huge dinner party. Duleman says nobody seemed really bothered. Except when it was, there was like a question about the law, and, you know, there was an interruption like, technically, if Graham was going by a different name, then this would be an infraction of the law. Other than that, no one said anything. I didn't understand. And you would think that if people felt so uncomfortable, since they all ended up kind of leaving there after the big finale of this heated conversation, you would think that they would have left before this moment. But instead, they were just kind of watching, sitting around, you know, like pretending like they weren't listening, except they were all watching. So I don't understand the dynamic. If they wanted to make it a bigger party, they should have had more extras and had people kind of lined out far more than what they were doing. And then if we're in this big room, or at least a room that we feel like is really big, then it might be more believable that, you know, maybe if Dina said something, someone or, you know, the people furthest away in the room might not hear it. I could believe that. But the way that they set the scene up, I don't understand why a character, any character, would wonder if someone heard that or not. Duleman says, I thought Abby would have a whole moment. Yeah, me too. And that's the thing, is that we have not gotten her reaction yet. And I wanted more of her. Like, we saw her reacting, but I wanted a bigger reaction in the moment from her, like an outburst or something. Even if, you know, it was after the fact, just, you know, something to Ashley, like, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm not an actual biological Abbott, something. Aaron Brody says, right, Dooleman, I was expecting everyone to be shocked by the news, but they weren't. Only Abby, Tracy, and Billy were. Yeah, I did not understand that. Nikisha agrees, nobody seemed bothered. Detali and Cole said, I had high hopes for Y&R when Sally Sussman took over as head writer, but now I'm disappointed. I was really hoping that the storyline, like, it was really good. I was curious. And the way that they had it lined up with everything going on with Nick, I thought it was working up until the climactic moment, and then it didn't work. So I agree with all of you. So basically, just to kind of highlight some of the things that were said during this moment, it was basically Dina was just saying she was proud of Ashley, and Graham... Dina clearly did not want to continue to talk at this point. And Graham goes, Dina isn't finished. Yeah, I knew that this was definitely going to be some kind of, conflicting moment. But I agree with the rest of you that it didn't live up to my expectations. And it sounds like it didn't live up to a lot of yours either. Okay, so... let's move on and talk about everything that's going on with Nick and Victor. So for anyone who's watching live, what did you guys think of what was happening with Nick? Did you know what he was going to say? And do you agree with what he decided to do? So for anyone who may have missed it or... just to kind of, like, refresh everyone's minds. Basically, what happened was they kind of, as everything was happening with Graham, they did kind of, like, a cut back and forth, especially the last couple of episodes this week, where Nick had gone on the Hillary Hour, and Chelsea was there to support him. And at first, you don't know what he said. So they did this whole thing. Nick was about to go on. They cut the scene, and then when we got back to them eventually, Hillary, Chelsea, and Nick were acting very shocked. Like, what he had just dropped was huge news. So when I heard this, I was like, okay, I wonder what he could have said. I really expected it was going to be something terrible about Victor. I didn't know what, but I kind of assumed maybe Nick was talking about what had happened. And that, somehow he found out that Victor had gotten his checking account money and transferred it somewhere else. I kind of thought that's where they were going with this. So when it turned out that we ended up finding out that basically Nick got on TV and he didn't really say anything bad about Victor. He did say that, yeah, having the lifestyle that Nick had, yeah, he had his advantages. And he maybe kind of hinted that there were some issues with Victor, but pretty much all Nick said that, just the biggest thing that he dropped was that he was going to donate $500 million of his own money that I am assuming is spread out over maybe savings and other investment accounts. And what we had learned is that when Victor was done getting the checking account, he told Kevin to go after the rest of Nick's accounts too. So pretty much what Nick was doing here is kind of saying, well, all right, I know my father's going to try and take my trust fund, so I'm just going to get rid of the money before Victor can touch it, which I guess is what Nick was thinking. But to get on TV like that and announce it, I actually kind of agree with Victoria. And so they end up having a Newman family meeting with Victor, Victoria, Nikki, Nick, Chelsea's there. And basically, it's just funny because Nick explains everything that's going on with his money to Victoria and Nikki. They didn't doubt Nick's words for a second. That is how obvious that it is that Victor would have done this to Nick. And I love how Victor was going to try and deny it too, but no, he couldn't. Everyone knew that what Nick was saying was the truth. But I personally, I don't agree with Nick handling it this way. First of all, I think Nikki had said that, you know, your family's been, our family's, their family had been in the news enough because of Hillary. Why would you go and put more stress on the family? So that's number one. It's like Nick wasn't thinking of anyone else. He was just thinking of himself. I understand what he was trying to do. And yeah, it's his money, but he wasn't being very wise about how he was going to attack Victor back. So I don't agree with that. The other thing is, it's not, yeah, it's his money, but Nick has children. He has other people that he could support off of that money. Not necessarily all of it. Nikki even said it's one thing to donate some of it or even half of it to charity, but you know, you could save a little tiny bit of it just so that you can support your family. So in the chat, we have some comments here. Aaron said, it would have been nice if they broadcasted the news live on GC Buzz. That would have been interesting. Nikisha says, I wonder if Hillary is going to talk about it. Ice Woman says, Hillary isn't going to talk about it. We'll see. Simone says, I thought he was going to spill the beans about Victor working with Chloe. Interesting. That would be an interesting turn of events, too. And I feel like that does need to come up at some point. Italian Cole says, I couldn't give away all of my $500 million to charity, only a portion. Yeah, and I agree. And there's nothing wrong with giving money to charity. There's nothing wrong with giving even half of it to charity, but like save some of it so that you can continue passing it down to your family and so that you can support your kids. And, you know, if he ends up marrying Chelsea, not that he would be required to support her, but it would be nice to live comfortably without having the stress of money. Aaron says, I was let down with Nick's storyline too. I thought he was going to air all the Newman's dirty laundry, and the moment is he's giving away all his money. I agree. That I didn't understand. And I really thought, first of all, Nikki was right. This is escalating the war between Nick and Victor by what he did, regardless. And here's the thing, too, is that does Nick not realize that Victor can probably find out where he's donated that money? Well, first of all, he told them where he was donating it to the Winters group. But second of all, even if Nick hadn't, Victor would be able to track down where the money's been donated. If Victor can use Kevin to get into Nick's account, Victor can use Kevin to get into anyone's account. So I don't know what Nick is thinking by doing this, because Victor's going to find that money and he's going to take it anyway. So it's not going to work. Simone Francois says, it was weird. Only the family would know this had anything to do with his feud and his dad. Yeah, and it was weird. It would have been more dramatic. And it would have exposed more about the family if this had been a tell-all with Nick gushing about, or not gushing, but like revealing all these details about his life and all these things that Victor would not want people to know. That would have been better. The other thing is the way that they kind of advertised this leading up to everything, I thought that this was going to be Nick's response to what Victor had allowed to be aired on the channel, with the punch and with the fight that he had. So I'm very curious why Nick did not touch on that. Brittany Duran says, right, he was mad when she aired the video footage of him and Victor. When Victor hit him, I thought it was dumb of him to air it out on the Hillary era. And it would have been better if Nick was giving Genoa City a response to what had happened. I don't even think he touched on that at all, at least not specifically. Terrell Bellinger says, hi, Rachel. Hi, Terrell. Thanks for joining in. Brittany says, over money, also, to be honest, it's not that serious. Yeah, and this has to do with them airing, about it being dumb of him to air everything on the Hillary era. Duleman says, we need Sheila to make our way back to Genoa City to stir things up. Simone says, I mean, there was so much he could have revealed about his father, but this is what writers chose. Yeah, exactly. I don't understand this. I was expecting, okay, so they didn't show us what he was saying first. They cut it. And when we got back to them, all three of them, Hillary, Nick, Chelsea, were having a huge reaction to what he just said. And, okay, I get it. Donating all your money would probably get that reaction, but I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting it to be something even bigger, something that he said that told the world or told even the viewers something that maybe we didn't even know about Victor, something juicier than what we got. Terrell says, the Hillary Hour is Genoa City's version of New Beginnings, Erica Kane's talk show on All My Children. Interesting. I did not know that. All right. So that kind of takes care of everything with Nick's storyline. I do want to mention, since we're getting to the end of everything with Nick, that he had, obviously, Victoria did not agree with what he was doing with the money. She comes to visit him. The ringing in her ear starts again, and then she dashes out of there. So I am really curious. They keep bringing the storyline with Victoria's ears ringing back into the picture. So I'm really curious what they're going to do with this. And it's got to be something. This has been, so let's imagine that we've already seen that it's fall in Genoa City, and it was around 4th of July when all this happened with Victoria. So it's been months now, even in the storyline of Young and Restless. So if she's still having this ringing in her ears, there's got to be something deeper than just, you know, a concussion that comes right after you hit your head. It's got to be something deeper than that, or something deeper that happened because she fell and hit her head. Duleman says everything with Nick needed to be soapier. I agree, definitely. Aaron says, oh my God, are we going to figure out what is wrong with Victoria's hearing problem? Yeah, exactly. What is going on with her and why is it taking us this long to get to it? They keep hinting at it and nothing's happening. And then sometimes she's fine. And I don't even understand exactly, is it just a hearing problem where she just can't hear? Or is it something where she hears the ringing and then it sets something off and it's like a switch in her head that changes her personality momentarily or kind of makes her drunk in a way? Simone, they are always bringing attention to Victoria's changing behavior. Yeah. Terrell says, what if Victoria hooks up with Jack instead of Billy? Oh, that would be soapy. That would ruin everything. Number one, Jack's the competitor to her company. Number two, it's Billy's brother. Number three, Jack is dating Victoria's mother. Yeah, that would be like the best thing ever. And it should have. I wouldn't want it to happen because I like Jack and Nikki together as a couple. But I think if it did happen, it would be there'd be so much conflict and tension and so much drama. And wow. Terrell says, and what if Phyllis hooks up with Victor instead of Billy? So here's my thing with Phyllis. I don't particularly like her as a character, and I don't particularly like Victor. So that would be interesting. So I would be curious to see that happen. But I also want to see Victoria get back with Billy at some point. But I'm not really sure. They kissed once, but I don't know that they are pushing it in that direction anymore because it just seems like Billy just keeps saying, Billy and Victoria sort of just keep, they just kind of keep each other at a certain distance. So we'll see what happens. I'm really curious. I guess now's a good time to move on to Phyllis and Billy. Now that Phyllis knows, I'm really curious to see what happens between the two of them. So for anyone watching live, what do you guys think is going to happen between Phyllis and Billy? What do you guys want to see happen that would be soapy? And while we're waiting on that, Dottilian mentioned Tessa and Mariah. Yeah, that storyline is also starting to bug me a little because now, suddenly, Tessa is starting to act like she might be interested in Mariah in a different way. But it's sort of like I'm getting the vibe from Mariah that, yeah, it's a little bit too late because Mariah pretty much has put it all out there and Tessa's just sort of keeping her, well, Tessa was sort of keeping her away, even though she really wants to continue the friendship. And now that Mariah is not giving Tessa the time of day, well, now that she's kind of pushing her away and also pushing Devon away, it's interesting that Tessa is now, like, really stepping up and trying to, I guess, I don't know, maybe try to save the friendship? Or maybe she's trying to tell her there's something deeper that she feels. I will say this, though. Tessa showing up like that at the Hillary Hour, I could maybe see a friend doing that, but not bringing wine and chocolate. That seemed too much like what a romantic partner would do. So I don't know what you guys think about that. Let me know in the chat, and I will mention it. Aaron says, yes, Mariah and Tessa are a fizzling out storyline, too. Ex-woman says, Phyllis and Billy need to split. Yeah, I agree. I don't like them together. Brittany says, Phyllis getting revenge on Billy would be very soapy. And that's kind of the direction it seems like they're pushing it in, that she's not going to break up with Billy and that she might just try to manipulate the situation being in the relationship with him. Duleman agrees with Aaron Brody about Tessa Mariah's fizzling. I agree. I think a couple weeks ago when Walker was here, we were talking about how if they were going to do something with Tessa and Mariah, the best time to do it is when they were still involved in the sex ring and there was a moment of passion where they were both, Tessa and Mariah were both put in danger by the sex ring. And that it was in that moment when they thought they might die that they both admit how they feel for each other. Now it's just kind of like, okay, well, are they or aren't they? And it's just not as dramatic. It's not, they didn't take advantage of the storyline. They could have done a lot more with that than they did. Duleman says, bring back Daniel for Lily and give Phyllis something else to deal with. Yeah. And speaking of Phyllis, it'll be, I know, kind of getting back to her, it almost seems like, speaking of that revenge idea, that something might be cooking in her mind about how to deal with this, but she does seem like she still loves Billy and that she still wants to somehow make it work. Terrell says, Tracy's return to GC will bring more drama for the Abbotts. Yeah, and oh, okay, speaking of Tracy, can I just mention that why did she feel a need to keep mentioning that she's a writer? That's one thing. My husband and I were watching the show this week, and one thing we've noticed is that there can be a lot of exposition in the dialogue between the characters. And if I were Tracy and I was talking about my job, she might talk about it to people who don't know her, which is fine, but she kept bringing it up to people who even knew her. Like, well, I may be a writer, but I know I'm so sorry. I suck at writing emails. Like, why would you say that to someone? It doesn't make sense. They already know you're a writer. You wouldn't be pointing it out. I felt like she was only pointing it out so that people who hadn't seen her in a while, it was for their benefit so that she could tell the viewers, hey, P.S., I'm a writer. And then when she kept talking about it at the award party, and about how she would watch people because she wanted to watch their character or to see, like, when characters ticked. I liked that line. It's just that how they implemented it and how it was executed just seemed too much like exposition. Simone says, either the writers need to go all in on Mariah and Tessa or do not try at all. I agree with you. This has been dragging on for too long. I want something to happen. It is one thing. Yes. Okay, fine. You can't just have two characters. Like, usually you don't just put two characters together and have it, get all easy for them to be together, because then that would be boring too. But it's also equally frustrating when the opposite happens and there's connection and the viewers see it and they see it for so many months, but nothing is being done. That is equally frustrating on the other end of the spectrum. So it's kind of like, come on, this has been going on too long. Just put them together or at least have them have a talk. Because is it just me or every time that Mariah says, you're so much to Tessa, you're so much more to me than that, she hasn't come out and said, hey, I have romantic feelings for you. Like, it's never been directly talked about like that. And I think it's obvious how Mariah feels for based on what she's saying, but it has not been directly said. And they need to push it in that direction. Just have the conversation. And even this week when it almost happened where Tessa, it seemed like she was going to say something to Mariah about how she felt and maybe admitted she had romantic feelings. But then they're interrupted. Come on, don't interrupt them anymore. Just let it happen. Let's have this big conversation. It's starting to get frustrating. Brittany says she agrees Phyllis and Billy need to split. Ice Woman says we need to know for sure that Tessa has feelings for Mariah. And that's my issue, is that we really don't, because Tessa keeps acting, I don't know, like she's, it could go either way. Some, it could just be that Tessa's pushing Mariah away because maybe she does love her and she's in love with her, but Tessa is so scared because she doesn't want to get hurt because of her past, that that's why she's not admitting it or actually dating Mariah. And the reason she would date Noah is because maybe she just doesn't care for him as deeply. I get that, but I really think that even if this is the case, at this point, Tessa needs to tell someone, kind of like how Mariah talked to Kevin about her feelings. Tessa needs to talk about her feelings. Even if it's not Mariah, she needs to tell somebody so we know what's going on. But we have Terrell says, please let the new YNR writers do a serial killer storyline similar to what happened on the now canceled ABC soap Loving over 20 years ago. Interesting. I did not watch that show, but I'll have to look that up. Duleman says, hashtag Noah and Devon. Interesting. And Devon, so yeah, I get that Mariah kind of pushed him away too, but Devon had no issues going to the award party and sitting right next to Hillary. So I think he needs to realize already that he is not as into Mariah as he might think or as it might seem on paper. So, okay, we touched on Mariah and Tessa. We touched on Graham, the award ceremony, the family meeting with Nick. Pretty much the only other thing to mention, this is a little bit smaller of a storyline, everything happening with Brash and Sassy. Obviously, Phyllis knows about Billy looking at her laptop at this point. They've changed the password for Dina's account. And then Victor comes to visit Brash and Sassy. And basically, Billy and Victoria sort of admit what they've done. And Victor's like, and then they admit that based on what they've done and the information they have, they're going to go and, continue with continue with the line and do what they think they're going to do ahead of Jabot. And Victor's like, are you crazy? No, don't do that. That's really stupid. And you guys know how I feel about Victor, that I'm not the biggest fan. But in this case, I agree with him. And when it comes to business, I agree with Victor. And if Victor says, no, this is not a good idea, they should probably just listen to Victor on that. He's really good with business. He will lead you in the right direction. So I have a feeling that's going to turn into a huge mess, too. Terrell says, where's Sharon Collins, Newman, Abbott, McAvoy when they need her? That's funny. Nikisha says, yeah, they need to go all in on the storylines. Ice Woman, they killed off half the cast on Loving in that storyline. Oh, I see. That's a storyline that Terrell mentioned before. Okay. And Detalian says, when did the new head writers take over? I had thought I heard from Walker last week that the head writer had already taken over, that someone knew. But you guys in the chat, tell me if I'm wrong on that. If anyone knows, let me know and I will read the news. Let's go ahead and get to our LOL moment. So basically, I thought the funniest part was when we're in the Jabot office with Jack, and he wanted to do like a little mini toast to Ashley before the actual award ceremony, and Gloria is there. Gloria, like, at the end of all of this, she comes up to Ashley, and she's just kind of, like, creeping behind her, and she goes, "Delightful speech," and Ashley jumps in the air. First of all, anything Gloria does pretty much makes me laugh, but then second of all, the reaction from Ashley with her jumping in the air was equally hilarious. It was just awesome. So I laughed. I don't know about you guys. This other moment I thought was not only just, it was more awkward than it was funny, but at the actual award dinner, when Jack and Billy, well, Jack was already there, Billy showed up, and him and Jack are just kind of like staring at each other. And then I think it was Jack basically held out his hand, and Billy just stared at him for a second. And at first they weren't shaking, and they just kind of, you know, looked, and it was so tense. Hilarious and awkward. And then my final lol moment is Tracy mentioning she's a writer in every scene. Interesting. So let's go ahead and get into some of our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So I'm going to mention Kane first because Terrell mentioned Kane in the comment just now. I think Kane needs to be with his unborn child all along. I think Kane and Juliet are going to get together with the child. I think that's my first prediction. I think Phyllis and Billy are going to break up. I think that Graham is going to continue. I don't think Graham's going to tell anyone about Dina. I think Ashley is going to go to the hotel room and find Dina. And that I think that they might assume that Graham has done this, whatever it is. I think Dina's going to be unconscious. I don't think she's going to be dead, but I don't think she's going to be awake to make that call to deal with her, her will. I think that she's going to be, they're not going to know whether she's going to live or die for a while, and it's going to hold everyone on edge. And then with Nick, things should continue to escalate with Victor. I think that Victor, if Nick does go through with it and donates all his money, Victor's going to find that money and he's going to take it anyway. So, that's all I have for predictions. And I don't think we have anyone in the chat with any other comments. So that being said, thank you guys so much for tuning in today. You can catch us every Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And my name's Rachel Goodman. You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Rach Goodman or on Facebook at Rachel Ann Goodman. And don't forget, if you enjoy this show, you can go to Facebook and join at Restless Rap. I always post the links to the show there. We're going to end with Bad Blood by Taylor Swift because I felt like this song was most appropriate for everything going on. Have a great week, guys. Thank you for tuning in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Bethel Speedman, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. Like you're laughing right at me.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.